How can you sum that up, Dave? We're just after the final whistle, after the last penalty.
It's tough, to be honest. It's probably going to sound really cheeky, but I thought we deserved it. We've won it on penalties, but I thought the way we played, it was a bit unfair to be going to extra time, to be honest. I thought we deserved to win it in normal time. Obviously, Chelsea are a great side and have had loads of ball and they've created some chances, but I thought we played really well. You don't always get what you deserve, but I think we probably did today.
I mean, what did you say to them, especially maybe at half-time? I know you were playing very well, but you were behind.
Yeah, it was really just to keep trusting and keep believing in what we were doing. That although we were behind, you know, it was working what we were trying to do, and it was causing them problems, and we tweaked things a little bit just to hopefully make it a bit easier for our midfield to cope with their midfield. So it was a little tactical tweak, but most of it was just to keep trusting in each other and to keep believing that hard work pays off. And they worked their socks off, to be honest. It was, substitutions were very much a case of who's going to last another minute and who can stretch another minute out. But I thought everyone came on and did their job, and just fantastic to get a result.
I mean, I was getting tired just watching it, to be honest. It was an unbelievable effort from your girls. And, you know, this is against a side who were champions of England. It's just an incredible achievement.
Yeah, it is. And you know, we're a part-time side and they're full-time. And it's very easy to... One or two of the girls, I overheard them in the changing room beforehand when they see who's coming in. And, you know, it's full internationals. And part of you thinks, oh, Chelsea will bring one or two reserves. And they didn't. They brought a pretty much full-strength side, bar one or two. And you could just sense a little bit of trepidation amongst the girls, but it was very much a case of, no, look, let's forget that. It's 11 v 11. And we work, although we're only part-time, when we're in working hard. And I think that showed in terms of the fitness. Yes, we were on our last legs, but I thought so were they, to be honest. So we know that we're not in every day and we're not full-time. But that's something we aspire to be, and the girls know how hard they have to work when we're here. So, you know, and they worked hard again today. So, it's great. We're on the back of some really good results. I think that makes us unbeaten in six now. We need to make sure we don't get too carried away with this and keep working hard and keep doing what's got us to where we are, because we've got a big league game coming up on Sunday.
I was going to say, a big physical effort, but mentally as well. You know, a lot of people would have backed Chelsea going into extra time, especially that last minute goal, and then also scoring in extra time as well. But you came back again. I mean, that just shows great mental strength as well.
Yeah, very much so. And I think it's something that's come from, again, from the work we do in training. You know, I've got a real belief that you can only play the way you train. So when we are training, it's high intensity. You know, it might only be twice a week, but when we're here, we are working our socks off. And that's mentally as well as physically, because when you are tired, you have to still concentrate. And that was more than anything today. And it's also I don't know how long it is now, probably 3-4 months of, look, this is the way we play, this is what we do. So that everyone knew what their job was. And when you are tired, if you know what your job is, and you haven't got to think quite as much. So, you know, it might be quite simple in what we do, but it's just reinforced over and over again. So the players know what is asked of them. And, you know, they've done it today. And they deserve all the plaudits they get from this. So, yeah, just over the moon for them, to be honest.
How does this rank in terms of your managerial career? It must be up there, surely.
Oh, it's got to be, yeah. You know, I think probably beating Barcelona in the Champions League with Bristol, it probably might just top it, but it's not far off. I think a big part of that is where we've come from. You know, when I came in here, there's players who didn't necessarily want to be here, there's players who weren't happy, there's players that left, there's players that we needed to get rid of. And we're a pretty small squad, to be honest, bar probably two injuries. Everyone in the squad is on the bench today. And that's tough at times, but if you work hard and if you back each other up, then you've got a chance. And we took that chance today.
Just finally, it's so important for your next game, next few games, it's not after the Lord Mayor's show, is it? You got to, I mean, I guess that's where you earn your money. You know, on a high, must celebrate, of course, but back to business.
Oh, totally. You know, today was it's a bonus, really. As you say, where you earn your money is league fixtures. And we need to, you know, the last 2 weeks we've had two draws, which on the outside looks okay. But if we'd have turned both of those draws into wins, we'd have been right up near the top of the table. Now, you know, that's not saying we should be at the top of the table, and results like today don't mean we should be at the top of the table. But we need to turn some draws. If you've been really picky, today's another draw. So we've got to turn some of those draws into wins to get ourselves as high up the table as we can and just keep progressing. That's, you know, someone asked me midweek what targets have we set, and to be honest, the only target that we've set is to be better next week than we are this week, and if we can keep doing that, we won't go too far wrong.